podcast that brings you one guest, one question, one answer. Business insights in minutes, not hours, with your host, the small business and franchise expert, Gary Occhiogrosso.
Good morning again, and welcome to Mastermind Minutes. My name is Gary Occhiogrosso, and I am the managing partner for Franchise Growth Solutions and the publisher of FranchiseMoneyMaker.com. And for those of you who are new to the program, Mastermind Minutes is a very simple concept. We have one guest, we ask one question, we get one expert answer or point of view on a particular topic. We do it in minutes, not hours, so it's easy to listen to. You can find us on Social Geek Radio, we hope you give it a listen. Now, for those of you who want to know more about Franchise Growth Solutions, you can click the link in the bio below the podcast text. Now, my guest today is, and in all transparency, my guest today is a client of Franchise Growth Solutions. It's Stephen Montgomery. And Stephen is an entrepreneur with a mission to really give people the best possible experience when dealing with a painting contractor. For those of us who have ever had to deal with contractors, people like me anyway, it can be nerve-wracking. But Stephen is out there to change all of that. Now, to fulfill that mission, he founded a company called That One Painter in 2011. And That One Painter is a professional painting services company and recently began offering franchises. That's kind of my role in all of this. And their franchisees offer high quality professional work and a range of 18 services in both residential and commercial fields. Stephen will tell us a little bit more about that. It's not just painting. That One Painter prides itself by working on everything from new construction to homes built from the early 1900s. So Stephen, thank you very much for being with us today. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you got a lot of busy things going on, which we'll talk about, but thanks for being with us. Before we get started, maybe you can just tell us a little bit about That One Painter and how you started the company back,
I guess, absolutely.
10 years ago now.
10 years ago. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It'll be 10 years, the first week of August. So we're right here at 10 years now. So 10 years ago, I had not finished, I decided to not finish college. It wasn't for me. But I had learned some painting skills, that I picked up kind of just, working a little bit for my dad at one point, but also for some other people. And I realized I could make a decent amount of money just painting homes by myself. And so that's how it started. I started going out, meeting realtors, talking to people and building relationships and painting homes for the realtors' clients. And that picked up to be me really being able to build out my own client base, started helping out, started getting helpers, whether that be a couple friends, roommates, whoever it was. And then from there, I actually started getting more and more guys on board. And then about 3 years ago, I really had a shift in mindset. And I went from kind of thinking I'm just a contractor with a couple crews to thinking I want to run a business that I'm proud of. I set the goal to be the biggest painting company in Austin, Texas. I believe today we are the largest residential repaint painting company in Austin, Texas. There's a few guys in the commercial field that are probably bigger than us in Austin, but when it comes to residential repaint and some of the services that go along with that, we are number one in Austin now. And so that was set. That goal was 3 years ago. And 3 years ago, when I told Sherwin Williams, I was with a rep, and I told him I'm going to be the biggest in the city. They kind of laughed, but here we are 3 years later and we've done that. And so now we've begun even franchising, and honestly, it just feels like a blessing. I feel like God's just been blessing the whole thing. So.
Yep, absolutely. And I know from working with you the last 6-8 months, kind of the learning more about the evolution of the company and how it started and how you grew it. And it's interesting, and we will delve into some of those unique things. Like, I never would think about a painter making connections with realtors until you told me that. But it makes perfectly good sense, because they know everyone that's either buying a house or buying an apartment or you're getting an apartment and probably in need of a painter.
I always joke that realtors are my favorite type of human.
Really?
Yeah, that's just for me, because I was able to really, that was a foundation of my business, is I built some relationship with realtors. Some of those realtors 10 years later are still referring me business.
And that's, you know, that kind of leads somewhat into the question. The question for today really is, and I guess it, every franchisor, everyone that launches a franchise business there, I don't know if it's an evolution of thinking, or if sometimes you wake up and you have this aha moment, or you have just this thought of, you know, how do we make it bigger? How do we share it? There's something that goes off in an entrepreneur's head that says, I want to franchise this business. So I'm curious, what was the motivation? Because you have a very successful company. I'm not going to divulge numbers here on the program, but I know the numbers. I know how successful it is. You could just keep doing this on your own if you want.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what was the motivation to eventually say, hey, you know what? We want to franchise this and really blow it out.
Yeah. For a long time, I kept saying I was committed to one thing, which is growth. And I was looking at all the different sort of avenues that I could grow my brand, grow my company on. And so there was a period where I had a whole business plan laid out for basically having a company-owned location in every major city in Texas. However, I had also read the book E-Myth, and I think that really shaped, which I know you're a big fan of, that really shaped my thinking around franchising. And at the time I had read that book, really, it just inspired me to have manuals for my employees, really to get more organized and that kind of stuff. But where I think that thinking ended up leading was, if you have a system that's working that anybody can implement, then give that opportunity to others. And so the reason we went with franchising over sort of a corporate model structure is that at the end of the day, I think I am enjoying this more, because I get to give the same opportunity that I've benefited from to others. So if that means that we can also grow a really big brand and make money, that's awesome, because obviously that's the goal too. But if I can do that through empowering others, coaching others, showing them what works, I think that's a lot more rewarding than simply having a big corporate hierarchy where I'm sitting at the top, right? Whereas this is more, you get to come alongside somebody, give them all the tools they need to succeed, and build a brand that way.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I often tell people, you know, success and sharing success, sometimes people get a little hung up on that, as if, you know, I don't know, they think success is like pie. There's only so much to go around. But I believe the pie just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you share it, actually, the bigger it gets. So we're on the same page there. So you mentioned about, and yes, I am a huge fan of the E-Myth Revisited. It's required reading in one of my NYU classes. I mean, I just, Michael Gerber and that whole series of books, there's all different verticals. Mm-hmm. It's just great, because it teaches folks the difference between the work of the business and the business. And I think you said earlier, you know, you had a whole plan about how you were going to be the biggest painting company, and basically you would have been in the painting business. And I know your company in Austin is, and that's great. That's Company Store. And you have another unit out there, but at the end of the day, your ability to grow it is really about focusing on the business and the systems you created. So I'm curious to know, what are some of the points of differentiation? I guess there's maybe a couple of branches on this tree of questions. You know, points of differentiation, why don't we start with from a core value point of view? Why do you think your company, or how have you made your company on a core level, a value level, different from some of the other people that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So on a core value level, like, we value three things, which is integrity, diligence, and generosity. And so integrity means, like, we're actually going to be contractors who show up on time and do the work, and then actually do what we say we're going to do. But then also diligence, we're going to keep working hard and growing this thing. And then generosity, giving back. And so those are three values that we have. I can't tell you how many times I've had to go paint homes that were left 10%, 20%, 50% done by another contractor who bailed, just left with the deposit. It's like a regular thing that people get screwed over by contractors. So there's this kind of stigma around contractors and contracting around them being shady or untrustworthy. That's why, you know, integrity, diligence, that's why we do what we do, is like, we want to show people that there's a better experience to be had with a painting contractor. And contractors in general as well could do better in this. And that's what we're trying to lead the way in that in our own city. And then throughout all the cities that we have franchises. And then we believe in giving back. So we do that through our Paint It Forward program. We paint homes for people in need every quarter, in Austin. And we're hoping that all of our franchisees will follow suit and be able to give back to their local communities as well. So, our customers nominate a family, and we kind of review those and then go out and paint a home for them. And then we also give back in ways for some mission stuff that I am able to do through some connections that I had through my grandpa, who was a missionary.
Great. Well, look, I think when you talk about, first of all, when you talk about Paint It Forward, when you first told me about that, I thought that was just, you know, off the charts. Great, because so many businesses set up in communities and they take, but they don't give back. So it's important to give back. And I think I like the idea of Paint It Forward, because it's, you know, it's like doing a good deed in advance, and you know, you kind of get it back. So I'm totally on board with that. With respect to, you know, your comments about integrity and honesty and reliability for contractors, I think in general, yes. I think people, again, you know, I've told you, I'm like the most helpless individual you will ever find when it comes to like fixing stuff. Right. My go-to tools are like a can of WD-40 and gray electrical tape. Okay. So if I can't fix it with that, I'm in trouble. And I think to establish and really start to break ground and develop a company that people can rely on or say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That one painter is reliable. I have a lot of restaurant clients, you know, so I tell people very often, say what you will about McDonald's. Okay. You might like the food, you may not like the food, whatever, but there's a couple of things that McDonald's does, and they do it virtually flawlessly. They're consistent. Yeah. The same, it's the same product. You get it, you know, you can count on McDonald's to deliver, you know, the McDonald's product.
And, right. In like 60 seconds.
Yeah. Well. So what have they really built up? What is their company really based on? It's based on trust. You can trust that when you go there, or when I go to that one painter, the deliverable is going to be X. And I know that in advance. And when the job is done, I can say, okay, how does the after match the before in terms of the story I was told and what I was given, and it matches. And in the contracting business, that is key. So that's on a core value level. Now, let's just talk about on a painting level. We'll get to the franchising bit in a minute, but on a painting level, how do you differentiate yourself from the other, you know, run-of-the-mill painting companies that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 18 services, which is more than most. We definitely are not a remodeling company, or we definitely don't have any interest in being a general contractor, but we are a painting company that offers more services than standard. So we like to think of it as it's everything is at the center is paint related, but sometimes there are a number of services that need to be done in order for the home to be painted. So that would include drywall repair, basic carpentry, and things like that. So we'll do a certain extent of carpentry repair, a certain extent of drywall work to get the job ready to be painted. But we're not the type that's going to go and replace all the siding on your home. But oftentimes there might be 10, 15 pieces that need replaced, and we'll do that. And so that's kind of where we are. There's all those little extra things that need to be done to get the painting job done. We do that. But then additionally, one of the things we specialize in is lime washing and natural based mineral based paints. So these are not just zero VOC. They're actually made out of natural elements. And one of the processes we do is lime washing. And we probably do more lime washing in the city of Austin than any company in Austin. And it's really a cool product because it lasts a very long time. And it's the absolute best way to paint your brick, essentially, is through lime washing or these masonry products that we do. So that's one of our specialties. And then, as I mentioned before, we worked with a lot of realtors, And so we have a sell ready service is what we call it. And we really only offer this to our realtors and to our property managers, where we go into a home. And what we've noticed is that a lot of homes need painted, but they also need 2, 3, 4 hours of like make ready handyman work. So again, we're not going to go knocking out walls or replacing countertops, none of that kind of remodel work or kitchen work. But we will change out some light fixtures, fix that door handle. Like a lot of those little like sort of knick-knacky things that have to be fixed throughout the house in order for that house to be sold. And then we do it alongside a painting job. And so our realtors love us because of that, because they don't have to hire a handyman for a half day and painters or whatever. We come in and do that work alongside the painting job, and we offer that to realtors and property managers.
And that makes sense. So you get the house ready for sell ready. That's what
exactly
term means. Yeah. And I can see that. As you know, I just bought a new place and it wasn't sell ready. Quite honestly, it wasn't even buy ready, but I bought it anyway, because, you know, we're chasing a crazy market. Okay. So, all right. So on the core values, lots of great points of differentiation. On the actual, I would say the nuts and bolts as a painting company, it sounds like you offer the types of services that make the painting job kind of a one-stop shop, if you will.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, if people are having like a major renovation job, then you get a GC and the GC is going to hire the painter.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you hire a painter and you need some big work done, they may just get a GC or try to do it themselves and like mess it all up. But it sounds like you guys are working within a specific perimeter and you know your limitations. And like you said, if it's connected to painting, like for example, I had a leak in a wall here, so I'm going to need to change. I want the wall painted, but you're saying you would come in and do drywall repair before.
Absolutely. We'll even bleach those studs and replace a bit of the insulation in that spot. Like we'll do enough to get that painting job done, but we're not going to go in there and replace all the drywall in your home.
Right. Of course. And that makes sense, because that's the kind of stuff that I've had painters come in my home. I'm just giving you my personal experience. And it's like, oh, well, you know, you have this and you have that, and you got to take care of this and that before I can paint it. And then I'm kind of like thinking, all right, I thought it was going to get this over and done with in two days, but now it's lingering.
And that problem is something that property managers and remodelers deal with every single day. So a lot of times they end up hiring a handyman for that 5 hours of handyman work, and then also hiring the handyman to do the 3 days of painting that need to be done. And that handyman's a terrible painter.
Right.
And so they almost always regret it. And so the job is primarily a paint job, but it has some extra things, and they love us because of it.
Right. And why I really love that aspect of your business, not only from the consumer side, but when you had first told me that, I remember when we were putting together the website and some of the collateral material for the franchise, and you started talking about the 18 services and the other things you do, I thought, well, great for the consumer, but now let's talk about franchising and the franchisee, because again, we'll start with your motivation for the franchisee, but it would appear to me that as a system, you're giving your franchisees an opportunity to have more revenue streams. Would that be
absolutely
a safe assessment?
Yes. Absolutely.
So from a franchising point of view, how would you describe your points of differentiation? Is it software? Is it, we already know it's integrity. So I know that in working with bringing franchisees on board, of which, by the way, folks, Stephen awarded two franchises within 30 days out of the box. So that just is testimonial to the type of company and the type of person Stephen is, that we actually brought two franchisees on immediately who saw it and got it. Okay, franchisees, you want them to adopt the core values of the company. Got it, totally on board. In terms of the services, yes, that's part of the system. But on the franchising side, from a marketing software, how do you help them do business? What are your points of differentiation there?
Yeah, also we have all of our manuals in place, which are great, but I think all of our competition would have that too. But when it comes to paint, as far as a painting franchise, what I think we're doing really well, I would put it in three things. We're awarding larger territories than our competitors are, because we have about 12 competitors in the painting franchise world. So we're offering larger territories, which gives them another opportunity for more revenue, plus more services, which gives them more opportunity for revenue. And then more than that, we're giving them dialed in marketing systems. We are able to get leads cheaper than they're going to be able to buy them on Home Advisor or anywhere like that, like far cheaper. So they're not going to be wasting their money on a lot of these kind of third party marketing lead systems. They're going to be able to just draw in leads from our website at way lower cost than what a lot of painters out there are paying for leads. And then most importantly, I believe, is we offer ongoing coaching. So it's not like you have your training, adios, please pay us our royalty. Is we're going to offer them ongoing coaching. We'll help them even if they have an estimate that's really difficult to figure out how much it should cost. They can send that in and our coaching team's going to be able to review things with them. And then also just throughout the periods in their business, we're going to help them with hiring decisions and whatnot. If they're coming in and saying, hey, is this a good time for me to expand and hire some more employees? We would just give them some coaching and say, this is what we've done in the past. And so that kind of ongoing element, I believe, as well, is really key, because at the end of the day, and we're not trying to make money off the initial franchise fee. I'm trying to get my franchisees into the millions, and I'm trying to help them grow businesses that will be profitable for them, but also profitable for us.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of key things there. So I just want to start with the last thing you said, kind of work backwards. Yeah. You want to get your franchisees into the millions and profitable. Let me just, again, get a lot of franchisors or wannabe franchisors listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Want you to focus on what Stephen just said, okay? You don't chase the franchise fee, and you don't look at your franchisees as, you know, just cash boxes. In order for your franchisees to have value to you, the franchisor, you need to make your franchisees profitable, happy, put them in a business that's growing, support them,
absolutely,
love them, cry with them when they need to cry. That's what a franchisor does to make their franchisees successful. And then ultimately you will become successful. The other thing that you mentioned in terms of, you know, the different things that as a franchisor, from the training piece, which I know we spent, you and my partner, Fred, spent hours and hours, and you're still, I know, working and tweaking and looking to improve it over and over again, which is great. But we had talked about, and I'll add something if you want to just talk about the appointment center that you offer, because in the early days, if someone's launching a business, chances are the franchisee is wearing multiple hats. So you've made a decision to take one of those hats away from them, so to speak, at their option. And that helps them not only perform tasks that they need to perform, but also they get to enjoy afford the opportunity to have someone who understands how to book appointments to do that for them. So just spend a couple minutes on the appointment center.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
Absolutely. So what I've noticed about most contractors in most cities is that you're going to call them and you're not going to get a call back for an hour or a day most of the time. And sometimes it's a week or two later, they're going to call you back and say, sorry, I just saw your voicemail.
I get that.
And that's because they're wearing a lot of hats. They're doing a lot of things. And unfortunately, the most important thing, new leads, customers wanting to give you their business, somehow ends up at the bottom of the priority list. And so knowing that's just kind of how humans operate, they get stuck with what's in front of them instead of what's most important sometimes, which is growing your business. So what we're doing is we're taking that off the table. We're saying we have an appointment center. All these leads that I'm talking about that the franchisees are getting for a lower cost, we're actually going to book those leads on their calendar for them. We'll even route them so that it's in a way that makes sense with their you know, how they're going to drive throughout the day. So basically our franchisees or their franchisee's employee who's doing the estimates is going to wake up on Monday morning with appointments booked for them for the week. And that's going to make the job a lot easier of selling. And then, of course, give them more time to focus on taking care of the customers, taking care of those projects and getting them done.
Yeah. And that's a great point of differentiation that I see, because very often folks who are either sales oriented or technical oriented, you know, that's their sweet spot. That's what they focus on. And yet when you're running a business, you know, as people say, there's a million moving parts. So to have a system and to have assistance with those other parts, again, you're supporting the success of your franchisees, because it gets back to your earlier statement. If you have successful franchisees, you'll be a successful franchisor.
Absolutely.
So to kind of wrap this up, what would you want to leave folks with respect to that one painter, in terms of if not only if they wanted their house painted, but you know, if they wanted to get involved in a business, what is it that they can expect if they contact us and become a franchisee of that one painter?
They're going to get, in the beginning, they're going to get me, right? I think that's a big mm-hmm. selling point. Later on, what they're going to get is, as well as now, just that ongoing coaching. I think that really is important. One of our franchisees was very strongly considering buying another painting franchise. Mm-hmm. And even though I had, at that time when he called, we hadn't actually sold one yet. And mm-hmm. so his fear is, you haven't sold one. But just in talking to me, what he realized, he was going to get way more support. He was going to get way more coaching. He was going to get way more help than the competitors. And he immediately saw the value in that. And like, you remember, I mean, he wanted to sign on before he was technically allowed to. We still had some hoops to jump through, but he was like, I want to sign on. I'm ready to go. When can I start? And that was, I think he saw the value that comes with good coaching and a support system for a franchise, because at the end of the day, that's why somebody is buying a franchise, is rather than going and starting their own painting company or a company of any nature, they're starting a franchise because they want the system, they want the support that comes with it. And I think we're offering that at a level that I don't believe our competitors are offering.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've been in franchising for 35 years. I know what some franchisors, you know, allegedly do, what they plan on doing, and then they do even less. So
right.
it's an interesting point. And then I'm going to ask, I'll ask you to just kind of give us the website and that sort of stuff. But it's an interesting point, because, you know, I deal with, and the folks that listen or know me know, that I primarily deal with franchise companies that we either develop, so they're startups or emerging brands. We have a couple of brands over 50 units, one brand over 250 units. But for the most part, they're startups. And people will say to me all the time, well, you know, there's not a lot of history, or there's not a lot of units. And, you know, you have to weigh that out, because in the beginning, as Stephen just mentioned, they get to work with you. They get to work with you directly. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Stephen wasn't boasting a minute ago. He was just, that's just the reality of it. They get to work with the guy that started the whole thing. When the company grows, it's not that you get less service, but you're not going to be directly plugged into the founder of the company. So yeah, there might be a little bit more risk, but there's a lot more upside. And there's a lot more, I don't know, I guess I would say energy, direct energy with the founder of the company. I used to tell this to people all the time when we launched Ranch One, because the founder was very dynamic, very much like you, Stephen. I used to say, you know, you get to like plug into this guy, you know, and that in and of itself is worth the price of admission. So I think people understand that once they meet you, and once they understand the value of working directly with the founder of the company. So, if people want to, well, people know how to reach me, but why don't you give the website for the company? And that's probably the best way for people to reach you, right? Or
yeah,
LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So go ahead, give the website.
Yeah. If you want your house painted, go to thatonepainter.com. If you are looking to buy a franchise, or you just want to learn more, go to thatonepainterfranchise.com. Either way, we'd be happy to help you.
Yeah. And one other thing that I'll add, before thanking you for being with us today, is your YouTubes are great. You have a YouTube channel, correct?
So YouTubing, we post on Instagram.
So stuff. If I do YouTube That One Painter, because I usually get there through Instagram, or it might already be up. So I got to tell you, the videos, not only are entertaining, but more importantly, they're really educational. There was a couple of things that I learned on a couple of your videos. You recall, I called you the other night about, hey, should I get this kind of roller or that kind of roller? By the way, I decided to hire a painter when you wrote back to me. but what's interesting is that the footprint of That One Painter, the digital footprint, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, the websites, the PR, the blogging, all of these things From a franchise point of view, this is extremely helpful because when people are looking for a job and they might go and Google, you know, painter, good chances are your website or your YouTube channel is going to come up. They're going to go to the website and, you know, if they're in a franchisee's territory, that franchisee is going to get the business. So yeah, these are absolutely all additional efforts that you make. So thatonepainter.com, thatonepainterfranchise.com. That's how you reach us if you're interested. Of course, you can connect with Stephen on LinkedIn, and everyone else knows how to find me. Stephen, thank you for being with us today. I truly appreciate you taking the time. I know you're training franchisees, so you know, I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.